In the lead up to the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, the Trump administration formed a partnership with CVS and Walgreens to administer doses at long-term care facilities. The goal was to make vaccinations easy and efficient for those most vulnerable to the disease, but the program's been slow and bumpy both across the U.S. and in Maine. The state CDC even made the decision to divert doses from Walgreens and CVS to local pharmacies so they could be administered more quickly. Patty White has this look at how the strategy is working.
When Portland's Shalom House, which operates group homes for people with mental illness, found out that CVS would be its partner to administer the COVID-19 vaccine to its clients and staff, clinical director Abby Spadone was thrilled, but her excitement quickly faded.
It was a bit overwhelming and confusing. We ended up over a couple of days receiving multiple emails from CVS. I think I had 70, 71 emails from them.
71 emails, Spadone says, to set up clinics at more than a dozen sites. And she says some of the sites appeared to be double booked for vaccinations, while others had no dates.
And I couldn't get a hold of anyone at CVS to really kind of figure out what the details were about the individual clinics.
So when Shalom House was contacted recently by Maine-based Bedard Pharmacy to let them know they had received approval to administer the vaccine, Shalom House switched. Spadone says Bedard, which had worked with Shalom House before, responds to her emails within minutes, and their clinics are now scheduled for the first week of February. CVS, Spadone says, had been scheduling into March.
It feels like we can just finally take a sigh of relief and know that there's going to be a vaccine on the way.
The vaccines that Bedard Pharmacy will administer are among 500 doses that the Maine CDC transferred from CVS. The agency has also diverted doses from Walgreens. In mid-January, CDC Director Nirav Shah announced about 2,000 doses would be transferred from Walgreens to hospitals because there was no plan to administer them. A few days later, Shah said he was redirecting an additional 975 doses.
From Walgreens again, moving it to an independent Maine pharmacy based in Bangor, because that pharmacy is ready to go into nursing homes and long-term care facilities to start vaccinating folks. We're going to continue doing that. We're not messing around with this. We've got doses waiting to be administered and people waiting to receive them. If we see a mismatch there, we are going to continue moving things around in that fashion.
These assignments, I would say, were kind of in our wheelhouse. We were ready for this.
John Hebert is a pharmacist and owner of Hebert's Rexall Pharmacy in Van Buren, as well as Bangor Drug, the pharmacy that received the diverted doses from Walgreens. Hebert says he has a competitive advantage because he already services long-term care facilities and understands how they work. And he approaches these COVID-19 vaccine clinics as a true partnership, which allows them to move quickly.
We learned early on that instead of showing up to these places with, you know, three vaccinators, two intake personnel, we could show up with maybe one vaccinator because we were receiving so much help from the facilities themselves. So that's allowed us to put, you know, three vaccination teams in the field instead of one.
Word has gotten around at how efficient Bangor Drug is, so much so that some facilities, such as the Gardner Healthcare Nursing Home in Holton, have asked to be reassigned to them.
It was getting, you know, we were talking, you know, 4 weeks into this and we still hadn't got any dates.
Within 4 days of partnering with Bangor Drug, Director of Nursing Ann Jones says Gardner Healthcare held a clinic. And she says Bangor Drug owner John Hebert's personal familiarity with Aroostook County may have convinced some skeptical residents and staff to accept the vaccine.
Certainly helped to encourage people or make people feel more comfortable with getting the vaccine, because we did have several people that had said no originally did end up stepping up and get vaccines. So I do think that it played a lot into it.
The role of independent pharmacies in Maine vaccinating long-term care facilities against COVID-19 has grown. The state CDC's first allocation was 1,200 doses to 5 independent pharmacies. Since then, a total of 20 pharmacies have participated, receiving a total of 11,000 doses. That's still less than half the 27,000 doses that have gone to CVS and Walgreens. Rick Erb of the Maine Healthcare Association says involving independent pharmacies has improved the rollout at long-term care facilities.
It got vaccine out more quickly than what we were looking at, with only the two large pharmacies doing the entire job, basically.
A spokesperson for CVS says the company is on schedule with vaccine clinics based on the parameters of the program. According to data CVS posts online, all 38 Maine nursing homes it's partnered with have received their first doses. And about 90% of the 170 other long-term care facilities it's working with have also received a first dose. Walgreens doesn't provide state-level data, but a spokesperson says nationally, the chain completed administering first doses at nursing homes this week. Clinics at other facilities have been scheduled in more than 70% of jurisdictions. Even critics of CVS and Walgreens' performance acknowledge that vaccinating long-term care facilities is a massive undertaking. That's why John Hebert of Bangor Drug says involving a mix of pharmacies is the best approach.
Trying to do it without the chains probably is not a good idea either. I think you try to involve as many people who are qualified that want to be involved, and I think that is how you do it quickly.
Hebert credits the Maine CDC with getting doses on the ground to places that can administer them quickly. If they weren't as responsive, he says, his pharmacy team would be sitting idle after finishing their initial assignments, waiting for the next phase of the vaccination rollout. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.